Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Gearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, the Old School crew here. We're live at 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. Obviously, there is a lot going on today, so happy everything. Obviously, obviously want to show appreciation and support for MLK Day. It's inauguration day, and we don't do politics, but it's a, you know, it's obviously a day that needs to be respected and celebrated. And then also probably in our vortex, most importantly, you got the college football first 12-team college football playoffs championship game tonight, Ohio State against Notre Dame, as I used to call them. But we got some other stuff to kind of catch up on. The portal is still open. I like always, the portal is always open. It's 365, 24/7. Nebraska missed out on the big tackle from New Mexico State. So we'll ask you guys to text in and with your thoughts on that. And then obviously I think with classes starting tomorrow, I'm sure there's a little bit of a buffer there if you can, you know, have somebody else come in, but then also the thoughts on the new enrollees. I think I saw on social media there. The men's basketball team played, unfortunately lost out there in Maryland. I know you guys have talked about it. Obviously Strick's the expert. Probably just gives.
Well, he tells you he's the expert.
Well, he's played in those type of games. He's an expert.
Yes, I'm just giving him a hard time.
And we can start there. Just, you know, for you guys again, could text in. Number one, we're gonna dive into NFL big. You Chiefs fans out there, it is war this week. Okay,
get ready.
Come on,
get ready.
Come on, Chiefs.
Jay's gonna bring it. Hey, Chiefs fans, let's
I'm gonna
see
tell
it.
You right now. I hate the Chiefs. I hate the fans. You guys are annoying. You guys were never Chiefs fans back when you guys had Steve DeBerg.
You've hated Notre Dame longer, but you hate the Chiefs harder right now.
I actually like I love Andy Reid. I like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs as an organization. I just think their fans right now just acting like punks, like because everybody all of a sudden became Chiefs fans when they started to be really, really good. You never thought Patrick Mahomes was going to be that good. You were turning your nose up at Alex Smith, but you want to take credit for him as now when he went on to do great things. But you weren't wearing your Chiefs stuff when you had Steve Bono, when you had Steve DeBerg, and on them all the Matt Castle and all those guys and all that stuff. But
Tyler Thigpen
and all that. But the Chiefs are a great organization. You don't win that. All jokes aside, it's going to be a good game. And you know you got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and definitely the best of his era right now. and the guy that's trying to nip on his heels, you know, to get to break through with my Buffalo Bills, which is, you know, the team that, you know, it's kind of like your, I don't know, I ain't going to go into that, but, you know,
it's, well, it wouldn't be like the Bills to lose four big games in a
I mean, come on, Austin. I mean,
I'm with you on the Chiefs stuff, but man, it is funny.
It's just you, all you guys, man, between Bach came in throwing blows. Rico's just Rico. Man, I'm tired of this, man. You guys are just disrespectful. But it's cool, though. Before we get to it, we'll just go back to men's basketball. And here's what I think where we're at. I think they played obviously better than Purdue. I think they had multiple chances to win. It's just that I think they got started a little bit too late in the rhythm. Yeah. I just think Maryland hit some crucial shots. I think, you know, you got to think where, you know, Julian Reese and Derek Queen didn't do anything. It's spectacular. But Gillespie was out of control. And Rodney Rice hit some big shots. Mm-hmm. He hit some big shots from the left corner and the left wing. I call it the pocket. That's pretty much what won them the game. You know, I mean, for me. And it's not that they scored, it's how they scored and when they scored. A big three when Nebraska needed a stop, and a couple of them were really, really good defense. The one that Rice hit towards their bench, the three. Juwan Gary had a great closeout. You know, it just, you know, just got hit in your face.
Miguel hit that one over Euless when he was there on catch.
Those are things that would happen, and I think just some, you know, you just got to execute and get, get started earlier, especially on the road. And, you know, you got to be excited about what you've been seeing from Andrew Morgan. Obviously, I think he kept them in the game. Mm-hmm. But then you would have liked to seen more from Bryce. You would have liked to seen more authoritative type of behavior. And this is just from me just sitting on my butt and watching. And then obviously you'd like to see Juwan get busy and Burke get busy. That's what you have to do on the road. But then you can't say it's easy. You're not just going to go to Maryland and roll off the bus, get out of bed and win in College Park. It's not. They're too good of players, too good of coaching staff, too good of pride. And I mean, so you have to really play well. And that's what people need to understand. It's like, it's not a foregone conclusion Nebraska is going to go on any road game and win. That's why it shouldn't be any foregone conclusion anybody comes here and win. Mm-hmm. That's why it's such a big loss when you lose the Rutgers, more importantly, how you lost. And so, you know, the one thing I want to say, though, is give it up to Sam Hoiberg and Euless, but more importantly, Sam Hoiberg. Euless didn't really shoot that well from the field, but he was effective in other ways. I saw Sam play in high school. And of course, you know, I've seen Fred play when he was with the Timberwolves. But to see how he's progressed both on and off the court and the type of kid he is, and also fighting the look, obviously everybody knows who my dad is, right? I mean, it's, you know, if you don't, then that's on you. I know what it's like playing the same sport, and actually, you know, I can give him a little bit more credit because he's playing the same position as his dad versus I play defense now.
Not for lack of trying at running back, but.
Well, it was lack of reality. It was actually reality. Lawrence Phillips, I'm out. Amon Green, I'm double out. I'm cool. I like this defensive thing. And I never played for it. So for him, I want to give him credit just because of the, what, you know, granted, he had to work himself into Big Ten worthy physical, you know, shape or whatever you want to call it. And then he had the opportunity when some guys got hurt. Right, with Ramel Lloyd and them, remember they got hurt, kind of, he had that tricky ankle, injury, and some other guys didn't take advantage of it, even Rice last year and some other guys. And he just kept his nose to the ground and just kept working. And then he got in and he would make special, I equated him to like a Larry Izzo making special teams tackles. So he was a specialist at first, you know, end of the quarter, end of half, or end of like, I call a quarter in this day and age of college of basketball with halves. Before the TV break. So you could put him in, he caused some havoc. You know what I mean? Give guys a little bit of break. Well, then you start to see him progress offensively a couple of games. Hit some open threes, get to the rack, be crafty. And then you see him now where every time I see him, like, hey, you know, you can play a little rover. But I already know you got the mentality because he's jacked up, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he got that Barry White voice too. So I want to give him credit because of the consistency that he's played with and under the, you know, extreme amount of pressure. You can say if Fred, what you could say, hey, if Fred wasn't the coach, you wouldn't get a chance. Okay, that's fine. Okay, that could be your argument. But see, that's I call it a backdoor, like underground drive-by hating type of compliment. Like you're only good because your dad's here. Okay, well, are you good or not? Because he ain't had it easy. No. Now, I know Fred doesn't really get like too amped up, but I guarantee he made it hard on him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like I know Fred decent enough when I see him, I'll conversate with him and I know how it is. I know he's old school, first of all. And he ain't gonna give you nothing. So I know he's worked to get there. And sure, he might have got the initial, you know, walk on, but anybody would have accepted him to walk on. Oh, and he could have went other places to start and play at a lower level and worked his way up.
Well, and his work, I mean, behind the scenes is one thing, but even if you want to discount the work behind the scenes, he's putting up enough results that he's earned everything he's getting.
He'll do the dirty work and he's tough. He's consistent. I'm telling you, man, when you turn on the TV, that's one thing, you know, you're going to get. Now I will tell you this, they all play hard and this is one thing that you have to also know. And this is where your advantage, when you're a smaller player, everything you do looks faster than Burkay or anything like that. Right. But I think that with him, and then obviously Andrew coming off the bench and being consistent, and I'll get in Connor Sejan, he hit a couple big threes. He probably needs to, you know, we need to probably find a way to get him some other, you know, open looks and stuff, because, you know, when he's open, it's pretty much a, you know, cash money records. But I want to also, you know, I just want to give Sam Hoiberg his props. Now he probably don't want the props when they lost, but I'm gonna give it to you anyways, because I know the immense pressure that he's under every day that he walked into that locker room, walked into practice. People were saying they might not have been saying it, they were thinking it. And so for him to have that type of attack mentality where every day he's gonna take your respect, he didn't get any. He had to take it from him. So you gotta adopt that mindset with the athletic ability. And then you know, I think they'll get, you know, out of this little slump here, and then you just need some guys to step up, man. You gotta find a way. I think for me, playing against a team like Maryland, even though they're pretty like big and athletic, I'd like to see more shots. I think 58 shots for this type of team with this type of size and spacing, and then also versatility. I think we need to try to create some more easy opportunities. But then also we need to attack the glass though too.
I was just going to ask, how would you with this roster go about creating more of those opportunities? Because to me, there's really one of two ways, but how would you approach it?
I'm big into the different groups.
Hockey subs?
No, I'm not line shifting.
Okay.
Yeah, we've seen that around here in Lincoln. Now, that ain't work. I'm talking about like the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. I'm mixing and matching groups to where I can create some stuff. So everybody has a very clear identity of what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Now go do it. Okay, you guys aren't doing it. So then now we need somebody else to do it. Now, I think we could get out into the break more. I think it would actually help a guy early in the games like Juwan Gary, mm-hmm, to get some, hey, unless you're wide open on three, I want you to think about driving. I call it drive and dive, drive and kick. I want you attacking the glass. Okay. I don't want you do not come out there not turn on 1,000. Okay. Yeah. I'm talking about, I want you downhill going through people versus you shooting outside and then I'd rather dial you down, especially with him. Also,
between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
So, like a little bit of, especially with Raleigh, is a little bit of that Sam Griesel type of, like, he could be that back down guard, right?
Mm-hmm. And they did that against Iowa a few times.
Right. And I like that. Then I could maybe match. Now look.
And he's a good enough passer to keep a live dribble and throw those one-handed skip passes,
right?
You know, if you can read it.
To the Estegens or to whoever's hitting it, you know.
Run a flare for Estegen from top the key to the wing with Raleigh on a block. Boom.
And I like it. And maybe run a little bit of two game with Estegen and Burke, right? Where you can get a pick and pop because Burke can, you know, he can pull up. He got a nice little jumper, pull it, you know, secondary.
It's coming around.
Secondary, you know, North Carolina break, whatever you want to call it. Secondary, you know.
I refuse to call it that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, secondary break. That's North Carolina. I'm just letting you know. That's, you know, but he can hit the top of the key. So I think if you can get some of that and then also really, really, you know, have some guys. Because I think every single one of our guards can rebound. And then I would also encourage Bryce to really get out on the wing. And then once he gets in the wing, he's crafty enough, and he has the size, and he has more strength than what people think to be a little bit more aggressive going to the rack. Because even I'd rather chance him making a decision or going to the rack with Gary with secondary break, and then you can get Braxton Mia and obviously especially Andrew Morgan as the rim runner, and we're at big enough and athletic enough to get it up off the glass if we have to. That when Bryce gets to the free throw line, I like that too. Mm-hmm. And then that'll create more shots, because then that'll, once they start to over exaggerate and play maybe the break or mini break, well, then now you're bringing a siege in and all those, now they're getting wide open threes,
trails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you stepping right in it. So it's essentially just like a training, you know, you know, they do that where they come down, hit mm-hmm. a three, go back, you know, and all that. So, you know, it's tough when you get into Big Ten and you let a couple go and you go back and you say, okay, could we pulled out the Iowa game and or the Rutgers game, that loss that wouldn't be as bad. Now, when you're on a little bit of a skid with a couple, you know, big blowouts, you can't panic because you got to continue to do it, and you got to just encourage guys. The one thing is just the energy, right? Am I right with that?
That's fair. Fair.
On the road has to be manufactured, mm-hmm. right? You know how like when mm-hmm. Nebraska went and played Purdue?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you got to bring your own, what they call it, juice.
But I see Purdue is different than Maryland to me, because I think you have to bring your own juice, whatever you want to call it, less at Purdue, because that is such an emotionally charged.
I was talking about football.
Oh, football. Sure.
Yeah. Yes. You remember
what Ross State Stadium.
Right. At 11 o'clock. Oh. You got to remember they're saying you got to bring your own juice. I think they did the Oklahoma drill. Yeah. Well, that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. So that's where you got to really, really get guys going and be more on edge, right? So you start quick, right?
Right. That one, you'll go out to Washington for a super late body clock tip-off. That's going to be another one of those coming up.
So you get it on both ends, early or late. You got to really manufacture that energy. And then obviously, you got to continue to work on hitting the boards as a team. We out-rebounded them in total. Julian Reese had a couple big defensive rebounds that we needed where he was smart where he realized he wasn't really getting a lot of opportunities offensively. So then he's like, I'm going to do what the family business is. And that's attack the boards. And he came up big, but nevertheless, Nebraska got a big game against a gettable USC team on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. And so you got to welcome them to the bank. So, we'll move on from that. They'll be, better, moving forward from that. And then, we'll get everything will be all figured out. Then Fred will be the great coach like we all know he is. And then the players are the greatest. But right now they just got to make sure they stick to the process and do what they need to do. But we got about 4 minutes left, Austin. And I'm going to leave it to we're going to talk about this, the NFL playoffs. It was Jane Daniels is everything that's advertised. When you think of, and this is no different than college and pros. When you have a head coach that can get down on the level of the players and the players trust him, and then also here's what's most important. Everybody's big on culture. This is what everything, that's what Dan Quinn is. Okay. Culture is this is what it is. Dan Quinn comes in with the blueprint. Bobby Wagner, Eckler, Jaden Daniels, Jonathan Allen, Payne, all those guys,
Ertz, McLaurin,
they set the culture. And then what else they did? They drafted the corner from Michigan. He has a funny last name, who's a former receiver and played 1 year defensive back, and they drafted him. They drafted McCaffrey. So you're drafting guys that that can fit into a locker room and into the culture that is set forth by the blueprint of not only Dan Quinn, but new ownership, Peter's the GM, and then everybody else around it. So that's how it starts. That's how it starts up at top, and then it's all just trickled down. And, whether you saw the thing with Magic Johnson, he's like, hey, look, we give them the tools and everything they need, and he lets Dan Quinn and them go do it. And that's when you think about Jaden Daniels showing up up in Detroit in a game that nobody expected them to win, but not only win, but win in that fashion. That's how it happens.
And I think you can flip that over with the Lions as well, right? How did Dan Campbell switch things around there? It was the culture first, right? Getting guys that would buy into it, and then really savvy drafting by Holmes, some pretty good free agent signings up and down there. When you look at Washington, Jay, I think that's a great example too of seeing an ownership group that cares. But sometimes I think owners think, oh, to show that I care, I have to get myself involved. I have to get myself invested.
Yeah, no, not at
all. No, if you care, you're supportive. You give your guys, the ability to be empowered to do what they're good at, what you hired them to do. And then you let them go win football games, right? How many times are franchises screwed up because the owner, in an assumedly earnest effort to help, gets too involved, tries to make football decisions when, even if they're a football lifer, it's not their job. They're not as qualified to do it as the people they hired. So you can have a big care factor and be pretty hands-off in the day-to-day. We're seeing that in Washington, where there's clearly a renewed level of investment in the franchise, not just monetarily, but a different emotional kind of sense that starts at the top. They hire a guy in Peters that works for them, Dan Quinn right underneath them, and then they get players that fit, that are legitimately involved and view it as, this is not just our team, this is our future here as a program, as an organization.
Yeah, I mean, it's also pretty special when you have different, and he has experience of, obviously, with the hockey team, was the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
So he's the owner. So he gets he's a little bit ahead of the track in the new age of ownership versus Daniel Snyder was just, I don't know what he was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that helps him out too. Plus, I will tell you this. Coming in after Daniel Snyder is a lot easier than taking over a team that you don't all the eyesores are out there. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 20. I don't got to do those. So just by not doing that, it's better.
But what you don't have to be good, just be less bad.
But what he did was is interesting, right? He bought the team, brought in Bob Myers from from Golden State that was helping him from an advisory standpoint. Mm-hmm. Who to hire? What's winning look like? How did you guys really take over Golden State after kind of so-so ownership and you know leadership and turn it around to one of the marquee franchises in the NBA and obviously recent history? Mm-hmm. And he just took the same model. Now he took the same model in the sense of, okay, all right, we got investment from Magic Johnson. Well, guess what? When you're in DC and you have a big name like that with that type of personality, now you got credit throughout the DMV.
Yeah.
Now you got an owner that wants to be involved, but only to the point of an owner. And then he steps out. Then you have Magic that has ownership experience with the Dodgers. So another, like you got the coast right there, but you have two marquee blue blood franchises that he's an ownership in. And plus he's an all-time Laker. Then you hire Peters, who has an eye for talent, is for a GM, is not one of the guys that likes to be out in front. Very rarely see him. Just saw him just only like just as GMs come down right before the game. And then they had Dan Quinn. And that's where the respect goes right there. Mm-hmm. And then Dan Quinn is able, and he went and got guys that he trusted. Bobby Wagner, he had an affinity for Eckler, right? Because of playing against him and knew what type of player he was. Not asking him to be the Eckler from 5 or 6 years ago. Just be the guy I need you to be. You're able to get those guys because they trust you that you're not bringing them there for a year and then get rid of them.
Right.
So these guys are going to be there for, you know, 2, maybe 3 years. And then you're able to kind of hand down and hand the baton down to the guys in the future. And it's going to be rinse and repeat. In a perfect example of this is that I don't mind saying it. You know, my friend, you know, Blake is Jonathan Allen's agent. Jonathan Allen worked diligently to come back just for the hope that they were going to make it all because of Dan Quinn. Normally guys get hurt, you're on injury reserve, you just shut it down.
Yeah,
that's where you get those guys to be able to go. And then it was the perfect storm going up to Detroit, where you know Jared Goff was a little bit off and the defense is just was not very good.
And I mean, they had what, 16 guys on injured reserve?
Yeah. And Robertson broke his arm literally in half, and that kind of takes the wind out of your sails. And with the two coordinators essentially getting pulled in both ways, we saw this last year.
Well, Johnson just got hired today.
Yeah, he got hired with the Bears. The game. Right. So you know it was in the works. So we saw this last year with Dan Quinn and the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. How bad the deep. You just can't do both.
Yeah.
And, you know, same. And I don't think that's really, you know, like the reason why, but it's just the little details. And plus, I think the time off hurts you, even though you need it, because it makes a little bit of idle mind. You probably play on being at home too much when actually a seasoned team that's healthy with a quarterback that's hot that don't know any better, that's a dangerous team that you want. You'd probably rather play Tampa because you know that you got you kind of know what you're getting. You don't know what you're getting with Jaden Daniels, and they definitely are playing with nothing to lose. Also, with a revamped and refocused offensive coordinator, former head coach, then the Bachelor, a.k.a. Cliff Kingsbury, who's made himself a lot of money and made himself appealing to future head coaching opportunities with his connection to Jaden Daniels.
And not just future bachelorettes.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing pretty well in that situation. And then also, he's shown the ability to recover after the situation with Kyler Murray. So that's how you get that. So Washington was able to upset them. Philly was able to hold serve in an exciting game against the Rams. And then so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about these Chiefs. Here's what I want to pose to you, Austin. Do you think the Chiefs are – the NFL's on the hook to try to get the Chiefs pushed through? Or do you think they're just winning? Or a little bit of both? You know Strick is big into conspiracies.
He was this close to breaking out the tinfoil hat today.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log in to your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.